Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. When Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, wrote a letter to John in New York the other day, one of the things she didn't mention was Nettie's new garage over at Somerville, the one Hope bought with the money she claimed she had inherited. Frank had been involved in the transaction in some way, and some questions about this appear to be bothering Nettie as he finishes dressing this morning.
Breakfast, Nettie. You almost ready?
Oh, yeah. Come right in, Hope.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hope.
You want some eggs?
No, thanks, Hope. Just some coffee, maybe some toast.
Okay. Well, today's a big day. Are you excited?
About what?
Well, you're going over to Somerville, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm the early buzz.
Oh, isn't that something to be excited about? Your first day at your own place, your own business.
Sure. Except I really won't be doing any business for a while. It'll take a couple of days to get things organized.
Well, just the same, it is your own place. That ought to make an awful big difference. Knowing that everything you do, you're doing for yourself. And besides that, well, now maybe we can start living like normal people again.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, no more working nights. That means we can be together.
Says who?
You mean you are going to be working nights? Why?
Well, just because you own your own place, it doesn't mean that you work less. It means you work more.
Oh, that's silly. Couldn't you hire somebody else to stay there nights?
Not when you've got all that money tied up in the place.
Why are you worrying so much about that money?
Because I do worry. I worry about a lot of things.
Like what?
Oh, Hope, that uncle of yours, the one that left you the $5,000, how is it you never talked about him before?
I just don't go in for talking about my family much, you know that.
Well, when did you see him last?
Quite a long time ago, 5 or 6 years.
And he still remembered you in his will?
Well, sure, Nettie. I was his only niece. Who else would he leave his money to?
I don't know. Can I read the letter?
What letter?
The one that said you were getting the money.
You don't think I kept that, do you? All I kept was the check.
And where's that?
Well, I turned it over to Frank for the down payment on the garage. Say, what's come over you all of a sudden with all these questions?
Nothing, except they've been on my mind and I've been worrying about them.
Why?
Because there's so many things about the whole business that are kind of strange.
There's absolutely nothing about it that's strange at all. We just got a break, that's all. The first one we've ever had. And I am not going to have you worrying about it and stewing over
it. But I can't help...
Please, Nettie. Now, take my word for it. Everything's all right, and it's going to work out beautifully. Believe me. Trust me, don't you?
Of course, Hope. Sure.
Well, then just forget about the whole thing. Everything but running the garage now that we've got it. Oh, gee, Nettie, look at the time. You better hurry if you're going to get that bus.
Yeah, I guess I'd better. Okay, Hope. And, thanks.
For what?
For everything.
Oh, don't be silly. There. Goodbye, darling. Good luck.
So long. See you tonight.
Frank. Hi, this is Hope. How are you? Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, he just left to go over to the garage. Yeah, I'll be gone all day. Oh, he's all right, but that's one of the reasons I called. He did start to ask a couple of questions just this morning. Where was the letter that said I was getting the money, that kind of thing. I think everything's fine now. He swallowed the whole business. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to work out just right. Just the way we wanted it to.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. Now let's look in at Dr. Carville's office, where Big Sister is on the phone, too. but making a very different kind of call.
I wish you would. You know what linen costs these days. Right. Now, when will you be around here again? Monday at about 2:00.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, who is that, Ruth?
Oh, hello, Dr. Carvel. I was just calling the laundry for you.
The laundry? Oh, so you're taking care of that for me, eh?
Well, it's simple enough to do. You never did it when Diane was here.
Ruth, how would you like to take me under your wing completely, on a permanent basis?
What do you mean?
Well, tell me, how are things at home? Doesn't the house feel a little strange, big and empty, without John?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Suppose. You know it does. It must. I know how different everything is here without Diane.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
And I did some thinking about it afterwards, and, well, that's why I want to suggest something. Ruth, how would you feel about moving in here with me, you and Richard?
Moving in here?
Yes. Makes a lot of sense from a great many different points of view. From my point of view, well, the advantages are obvious. But I think there are a lot of advantages from your point of view, too.
For instance?
Well, first of all, you'd be better off financially. You wouldn't have to be paying rent on a much bigger place than you need. But there are a good many other factors, too. I think it would be a good idea for you to get away from a place that must be filled with memories and associations. And I think it might be very good for Richard, too.
To have a man around the house again, you mean? Yes, I think that's important. Something he does need.
Well, what do you say?
It makes a lot of sense. Has a lot of advantages, there's no question about that. But I don't know, Dr. Carvel.
Why, Ruth?
You're quite certain that John isn't coming back, aren't you? And that Diane isn't either.
What makes you say that?
Well, you must be, or you never would have suggested anything like this. After all, it would shut the door on them both pretty completely.
Oh, that's not true at all. It needn't be a permanent arrangement. You could move out again, back to your own house any time you wanted to.
Yes, I suppose so. But just the same...
Are you thinking about what effect it would have on John when he hears about it?
Yes, I guess I am. He would feel that I was closing the door, seeing to it that there was no place for him to come back to.
And in the meantime, what?
What do you mean?
This is something we haven't talked about before, Ruth, but I've been rather concerned about you lately. I've had the feeling that a good many of the things you've been doing here are, well, contingent. That you're still expecting to hear from John. Hear he's coming back.
In a way, I suppose that's true. I do keep thinking I will hear from him. Not that he's coming back exactly, but...
You can't go on like this, Ruth. Not indefinitely, living in a kind of limbo. That's the chief reason I think it's such a good idea that you move in here. It will be a concrete step away from the past. Away from everything it stood for.
Yes. Yes, I can see that. The thing is that I... Shall I take it?
Yes, please, Ruth.
Dr. Carvel's office.
Hello, Ruth. This is Diane. Is Dad there?
Diane. Yes, of course. Just a second.
Diane. Give it to me. Diane.
Hello, Dad.
Well, where are you? Where are you calling from?
Where? What? From New York, of course. Where did you think?
Well, I didn't know. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Wonderful. What about you?
Oh, I'm fine, too. I was getting a little worried about you. And not a word from you since you left here.
I know, and I'm sorry. Even though you should have expected it.
Well, where are you staying, Diane? And what are you doing?
Oh, I'm at the Riverside Hospital, working there and living there.
Oh, I see. And what are your plans? Do you have any?
No, except that I love New York. Everything about it. And I expect to stay here indefinitely. For as long as John does, anyway. Do you remember what you said to me the day I left?
Oh, yes.
Well, you were very wrong. I've been seeing him practically every day.
Oh, I see. Well, it was awfully nice to talk to you, Diane. Write me when you get a chance, will you?
Oh, yes, of course, Dad. Take care of yourself and give my regards to Ruth.
Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What did Diane have to say, Dr. Carvel?
What? Oh, nothing very much. She's well, working in a hospital, and expects to stay on in New York. She's evidently seen John only once or twice.
You shouldn't do that, Dr. Carvel. Not to me.
Do what?
Lie to me. I heard every word she said.
Dr. Carvel looks at Ruth for a moment, and then down. And whether he believes what Diane said or not, he wonders what effect the statement she made will have on Ruth, how it will affect her thinking on all the things they were discussing before Diane's call. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.